on this day. And there's a picture of them both. And in 1936, Edward VIII signed the instrument of abdication. He chose his love for the American divorcee Wallis Simpson over his royal duty. Birthdays are Clive Anderson, television presenter, 73. Susan Day, actress, 73. Sir Kenneth Branagh, actor-director, 65. Brian Molko, singer-songwriter, 53. Meg White, drummer of the White Stripes, 51. Patrick Pfluger, actor, 42. Xavier Samuel, actor, 42. And in history, in 1851, Melville Dewey, who devised the library cataloguing system which bears his name, was born in New York. In 1868, London's first traffic lights were installed in Westminster to help MPs get to the House of Commons. In 1869, Wyoming became the first American territory to grant women the vote. 1896, Alfred Bernard Nobel, Swedish chemist and industrialist who invented dynamite, died. On this day in 1901, the first Nobel Prizes were awarded. 1907, Rudyard Kipling was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. The first time it had been awarded to an English writer. And in 2011, the sun, earth, and moon fell almost exactly in line. And last year, a newly elected Social Democrats TD was suspended from their parliamentary party after revealing he sold shares in a US software company with links to the Israeli military, a month after he was elected as councillor. The suspension came after Ian Hayes confirmed that he divested shares in his former employer, Palantir Technologies, in July for a pre-tax figure of €199,000. The company supplies technology to Israel's military.